Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you here to share about 5 minutes of some good stuff. Today, I've got the old telephone on the wall.
Let's kick off by saying a special thank you to Tri-State Livestock News. They're a great sponsor to The Good Stuff program, and we appreciate them so much. If you are looking for the Commercial Cattleman's publication located in the heart of one of the greatest cow-calf producing regions in the world, folks, make sure you check them out. TSLN.com to go directly to subscribe. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
That'll make a great Christmas gift for somebody.
It would indeed.
And the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Cherry County, Nebraska. Yep, lots of things to do here, even during the wintertime. A lot of people are here doing their fall hunting. They'll be back for some ice fishing. And then next spring, more fishing, more hunting, and outdoor activities at Merritt Reservoir, home of the Nebraska Star Party, and the Niobrara River. Check it out at visitvalentine.org. I do not know the author on this, but we're going to give it a shot anyway, called The Old Telephone on the Wall. When I was a young boy, my father had one of the first telephones in our neighborhood. I remember the polished old case fastened to the wall. The shiny receiver hung on the side of the box. I was a little too little to reach the telephone, but used to listen with fascination when my mother talked into it. Then I discovered that somewhere inside the wonderful device lived an amazing person. Her name was Information Please, and there was nothing she did not know. Information Please could supply anyone's number and the correct time. My personal experience with the genie in a bottle came one day while my mother was visiting a neighbor. Amusing myself at the tool bench in the basement, I whacked my finger with a hammer. The pain was terrible, but there seemed no point in crying because there was no one home to give sympathy. I walked around the house, sucking my throbbing finger, finally arriving at the stairway. The telephone. Quickly, I ran for the footstool in the parlor and dragged it to the landing. Climbing up, I unhooked the receiver in the parlor and held it to my ear. Information, please, I said, into the mouthpiece just above my head. A click or two and a small clear voice spoke into my ear. Information. I hurt my finger, I wailed into the phone. The tears came readily enough now that I had an audience. Isn't your mother home? Came the question. Nobody's home but me, I blubbered. Are you bleeding? The voice asked. No, I replied. I hit my finger with the hammer and it hurts. Can you open the ice box? She asked. I said I could. Then chip off a little bit of ice and hold it on your finger, said the voice. After that, I called Information Please for everything. I asked her for help with my geography, and she told me where Philadelphia was. She helped me with my math. She told me my pet chipmunk that I had caught in the park just a day before would eat fruit and nuts. Then there was the time that Petty, our pet canary, died, and I called Information Please and told her of the sad story. She listened and then said things grown up say to soothe the child. But I was not consoled. I asked her, why is it that birds should sing so beautifully and bring joy to all families, only to end up as a heap of feathers on the bottom of a cage? She must have sensed my deep concern, for she said quietly, Wayne, always remember that there are other worlds to sing in. Somehow I felt better. Another day, I was on the telephone. Information, please. Information, said the now familiar voice. How do I spell fix? I asked. All this took place in a small town of the Pacific Northwest. When I was 9 years old, we moved across the country to Boston. I missed my friend very much. Information, please, belonged in that old wooden box back home, and I somehow never thought of trying the shiny new phone that sat on the table in the hall. As I grew into my teens, the memories of those childhood conversations really had left me. When stranded at an airport one time, without thinking of what I was doing, I dialed my hometown operator and said, Information, please. Miraculously, I heard the small, clear voice I knew so well. Information, I hadn't planned this, but I heard myself saying, Could you please tell me how to spell fix? There was a long pause. Then came the soft-spoken answer, I guess your finger must have healed by now. I laughed. So it is really you, I said. I wonder if you have any idea how much you meant to me during that time. I wonder, she said, if you knew how much your calls meant to me. I never had any children, and I used to look forward to your calls. I told her how often I had thought of her over the years, and I asked if I could call her again when I came back to visit my sister. Please do, she said. Just ask for Sally. 3 months later, back in Seattle, a different voice answered. I asked for Sally. Are you a friend? She said. Yes, a very old friend, I answered. I'm sorry to have to tell you this, she said. Sally had been working part-time the past few years because she was sick. She died a few weeks ago. Before I could hang up, she said, Wait a minute. Did you say your name was Wayne? Yes, I answered. Well, Sally left a message for you. She wrote it down in case you called. Let me read it to you. The note said, Tell him that there are other worlds to sing in. He'll know what I mean. And that's the good stuff.